As we just heard, President Bush spent part of today's press conference on the controversy about the CIA's destruction of interrogation videotapes. Congress has a lot of questions about what happened to those tapes, and now it appears that at least some of those questions will be answered. The CIA says it will cooperate with an investigation by the House Intelligence Committee. NPR's Tom Gelton is here now. He's been covering the story. And Tom, what exactly has the CIA agreed to?
Madeline, the CIA has agreed to cooperate with the House Intelligence Committee's request for two things, basically. One is the committee has asked the CIA to turn over documents about the decision to destroy these videotapes. Those would really consist of two types of documents. The first one would be anything that would reveal how this decision was made. That would be internal memoranda within the CIA about who approved this decision to destroy the videotapes, how the decision was made. And secondly, any communication with the White House on the issue. Now, this is very critical. Of course, President Bush has said that he didn't know these tapes were being destroyed, but we now know that there was some communication, some discussion at the White House over whether these tapes should be destroyed or not. The committee wants to know what documents there are that would reveal those discussions. And then the other thing is the committee wants two officials to testify. Jose Rodriguez, who is the head of clandestine services at the CIA at the time the tapes were destroyed and the man who gave the order to destroy them, and John Rizzo, who was and remains the general counsel, acting general counsel at the CIA, and as the CIA's top lawyer, the man presumably who would have had to say this is a legal thing to do. Now, the only rub here is that Rodriguez has since left the agency, so the agency can't speak for him and say he'll definitely be there. That's in negotiation. But as far as the rest of the committee's request, it appears the CIA will cooperate.
So Rodriguez was the one who issued the order to destroy them, but the thinking is that someone told him to do that?
The thinking is that that would be, given that that's a pretty important decision, the thinking is that he wouldn't have done that on his own. In fact, Robert Bennett, his lawyer, told me yesterday that Rodriguez was given a green light by someone to do it. Now, Bennett won't say, no one will say who gave that green light. That's one of the questions we want answered.
Well, last week we heard the Justice Department was saying to the CIA not to cooperate with Congress. So what changed?
Well, I think one thing that changed, Madeline, is that the White House saw that this was a bipartisan push. Pete Hoekstra, the ranking Republican member of the House Intelligence Committee, was really angry that the Justice Department said it wouldn't cooperate or it was trying to block this investigation. He came out swinging on Sunday and said that's unacceptable. I think after the White House recognized that Republicans as well as Democrats were behind this, there was a decision not to block the inquiry.
Okay. And meanwhile, there's a court hearing tomorrow. And what's that about?
Well, Madeline, this is the whole issue of the destruction of tapes has many legal ramifications. Judge Henry Kennedy is holding a hearing where he'll ask government lawyers to explain why they allowed these tapes to be destroyed when he had issued an order that no evidence pertaining to the treatment of detainees should be destroyed.
That's NPR's Tom Gelton. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Madeline.
And we've been here before with the CIA. Coming up, Iran-Contra, Castro, how the CIA has tried to avoid telling all about its clandestine operations. We'll have a conversation with Tim Weiner, author of the book Legacy of Ashes.